Rockfinch nuts to it as captive nuts, and then the receiver will bolt up through that in basically 4 points on two cross members.
Yeah. So,
and don't hang anything off the bumper itself. The receiver isn't attached to the bumper. It's attached to the further rearmost cross member and the one 2 feet ahead of that.
Right. And, you know, for the record, when I was redoing my trailer, I was going to pull the tire rack off because of all the scare about hanging stuff off the back, but it was so rusted to the back bumper. There was no way it was coming off.
Oh, no. That's why they make torches.
Yeah. That's why they make what?
Torches.
Torches? Yeah. Yeah.
Cutting wheels.
No, that's why they make pour 15 to paint over it, make it look nice, and use it.
Okay. Well, we go to town on that stuff. I don't like rust festering because that's part of our part of the world. And
For sure.
It's our goal to make it all disappear.
Right. Yep. Yep. I mean, it wasn't rust that was like, this is going to fail anytime soon, but it was just not going to come off for me. So I said, you know what? I need to carry a tire anyway. But I like the way you do it, Colin, with putting the tire up underneath like my 71 Safari had.
Yeah, and it's that's worked great because ever since I put that on, I haven't needed it, of course.
Exactly. Well, I mean, on my trailer before I finished using it, I had to throw the spare tire in the back of the truck all the time before I got the rack finished, so that was kind of a pain.
Yeah, so I did that the first few years I had the trailer, and you know, in the truck or on the floor inside the trailer, and you're always moving it, or it's taking up space in the truck. It's just it's a chore.
It's a pain. Yeah, it's much nicer to have it on the trailer. And Dave, I think you're good to address this bike issue. I wish I kind of had when I had all my welding work done, because bikes deliver, bringing bikes and big part of camping, and there's no great way to do it. Because the back of my truck, it's an 8-foot bed, but I have a lid, you know, that goes down. Not a camper shell, but like a lid that closes on the top. And you know, I got to take bikes apart and lay them in there sideways so I can close the lid. And it's always kind of a pain, so nice to have a rack.
Well, depending on the tow vehicle I take, you know, I got a pickup or a Suburban, so they can go inside there, but it's a chore as well. And when I'm doing local campsites, I put them inside the trailer, which is not much fun either. However, at a rally last summer, I they had the flea market, you know, and they had a couple of Dahan folding bikes, which are pretty high-end folding bikes. These are older ones, of course, yeah. But one of them was missing a seat, and but they came in their bags because they fold up and they go into this tote bag. Anyway, I managed to buy both of them for $20. So
nice. Very cool.
Yeah, they fold up into almost nothing, you know, and they're 3-speed bikes.
Yeah.
And for $20, you can easily put them underneath your lid there.
I actually had two not nice names. They were Camping World specials. I got, I think, two for not $20. I think it was like $250 for two or something. But they're 7-speed, so I can go faster than you.
Yeah, but I figured, you know, for $20, I'll just cruise along slowly.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, very cool. Yeah, send us a picture when you're done. I'd like to see how that turns out, David. Appreciate that. Before we started the show, I sent Colin a link that I had posted on the VAPS Facebook page. If you if you haven't liked us on the Facebook, go look for us at Facebook. And be sure and like us there. We're up to 691 likes, by the way. So get 7 more before the next show. That'd be cool. We had 700. Anyway, I posted this link of a old car that's called the Thompson House Car, 1934 Thompson House Car. It's actually on the VAP blog. It's where I posted it. So you can go to blog.thevap.com and see a picture of this thing. And it's funny because I had seen this evidently 6 years ago, 5.5 years ago, and because there was a in Sacramento there.